a crowd of curious residents nearly fill Pawtucket's Tierra restaurant. Munching on the buffet, they listen to a presentation from the Providence Plan that's given in English with a PowerPoint in Spanish. When the presenters want to make a point or there's a question from the audience, Carmen Mirabal steps up to the microphone to explain more thoroughly in Spanish. I sat down with Carmen Mirabal after the presentation. We started our conversation talking about the common question she hears when she explains the state's health insurance exchange to the Latino community.
It's mostly about income guidelines and how, if with my income, if I qualify, if my children qualify for health insurance.
None of this is easy to explain. You and I have similar jobs, regardless of the language when it comes to the health insurance exchange. Are there additional challenges to getting the message across to a non-English speaking audience?
Yes, because sometimes when you translate in one language for the another, there's a few things that get lost, and people listen differently than how exactly it is. The message can change.
Can you give me an example of, like, the words that get lost or the message?
The words can get lost, and when they repeat in things, like, Latinos can listen to a radio ad, and they only pick a little thing of what they say in English, but they will multiply that comment, and probably what they understood is not exactly what was said, and that's how the message gets lost.
And what are questions new immigrants are asking? What are you hearing from new immigrants? And what are you hearing from maybe parents who are undocumented but their children are citizens?
The citizens is going to still receive coverage with the new law. And the parents, unfortunately, the law does not cover undocumented immigrants.
And will there be a fear that the parents might have to even engage with the government because they are undocumented? Is that going to be a hurdle to getting them to participate in getting their children signed up for the exchange?
That's one of the things that we are emphasizing when we're giving out this presentation, because we want people to understand that they are protected by HIPAA, and all the information that is shared with the center is protected. And in this case, there's not going to be interstate agencies communication. All their information is going to keep privately.
And what are some of the misconceptions that you're hearing as you're talking to Rhode Island's Latino community about the health insurance exchange?
One of the things that they're saying is my employer is offering me health insurance, so I must stay with them. And one of the things that also we are trying to explain to people, if what they offer is more than 8% of your income, you don't have to. You can go to Health Souls Rhode Island, and in that case, not only you can buy a plan from us, you also will qualify to get the tax credits.
Are you worried that the message will not reach Rhode Island's Latino community?
I'm not, because we are working day and night, hours. Every little document that we send into the Latinos, we're getting up at 4 in the morning to do documents, making sure that this word gets to not only to the Latino community, to every corner in Rhode Island. So I'm not worried.
What are some of the key pieces in the strategy to make sure you do meet Rhode Island's Latino community where they're at?
We have been in festivals. We have been in farmer markets. Coming up, we have Dorca Place and Progreso Latino. So we have community organization partnering with you to spread the words.
Now, right now, the Health Source RI website is in English, but that will change, correct?
Yes. Effective October 1st, the website will be in English and in Portuguese, and in Spanish too. Also, the contact center will have bilingual personnel.
Carmen Mirabal, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me. It was my pleasure.
That's Carmen Mirabal, an outreach coordinator with the Providence Plan.
Healthcare reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant from the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation.